Got a couple minutes here, so we'll get started as soon as the bell rings. All right. So everybody doing okay this morning?
Yeah.
Good. It's good to see so many of you back and some that haven't been here in a long time. It's good to see you all here today. I'm glad to see that we're starting to get things open back up and going the way that they should be. The economy is kind of at a standstill with nothing happening. So the more we do, the better that gets. All right, let's see, about one more minute here. Minute and 10 seconds, something like that. I don't think did anybody in here have any family that was affected by the COVID?
I just assume they're all walking carriers.
Yeah.
Lady got it from work, and now Amanda's got it.
Okay.
And Ian, my son.
Yeah.
He was real whiny and didn't feel good the other day. So we're waiting.
Wow. Okay, this is my ex-wife back here, Laverne, and that was my stepson, Levi, she's talking about, and his family. So we need to pray for them. And, we never know who or what is going to hit, but if it's not COVID-19, it could be something else. So we don't need to fear COVID-19. We need to just trust God. All right, time to get started. Good morning. Isn't it great to be in the house of the Lord? Oh, God is good.
All the time.
All the time. All right. Anybody in here have a birthday this past week? No, anniversary? I've been sober for, no. None of that either, huh? Okay, wrong meeting maybe. But I know someone has had a birthday and someone is celebrating an anniversary, so let's sing those songs. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you. All right, and now anniversary. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary, God bless you. Happy anniversary to you. All right, and now we have a song that is a medley between Leaning on the Everlasting Arms and 'Tis So Sweet to Trust in Jesus right after the memory verse. Thank you, Sheila. All right, let's do the memory verse together. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. All right, now we have this song that's medley song, David Crowder Band.
What a fellowship, what a joy divine. day, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, I'm leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning on the everlasting arms.
Aye.
Thank you, Jesus. Wow, nice little medley there. Enjoyed that. All right, let's have our opening prayer, and then we'll have another song. So let's pray. Father God, thank you so much for allowing us the privilege of coming into your presence together as your church, your people, your children, your family. Lord, we are so grateful that you have been with us through all of this pandemic, and you are with us now. Lord, help us to be strong. Help us to know when to stand and when to sit, when to speak and when to be quiet. Help us to recognize your voice and your presence. And we pray that your presence will be here this morning and your voice will be heard. Lord, bless us in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Now, probably most of you know this song, Open the Eyes of My Heart. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Wow. Powerful, powerful words put to music. All right, it is now time for our communion meditation, and I hope that everyone grabbed communion serving on their way in, sitting in the back. So if you didn't, you can grab one now and go ahead and open the top plastic piece that's got the wafer in it, because they're a little bit of a challenge sometimes to get open. And you want to do a communion meditation?
Sure.
Okay, you okay with that, John?
I had something written, but he just told me, he says, no, I'm supposed to do it this month, so.
All right. Come on over here so you can be seen.
It might not be really well prepared, but we'll give it a shot. Find my paper now. I'd like to read from Psalms chapter 25, and it'll be from I think verses 4 and 5, what I've got. No one whose hope is in you will ever be put to shame.
Amen.
But they will be put to shame who are treacherous and without excuse. Show me the way, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth. Teach me, for you are God, my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long.
Amen.
I've kind of been listening to Northside's ministry, and they end up having a video also along with Mitch's, but it's earlier so we can watch both. And I think what they're doing right now is a whole series on light in the darkness. He ends up, what he covered this morning was basically, what is it to be a mature Christian? And I think everybody can verify that, you know, we know people, and a lot of times we do the same thing. We come into church and think that makes us a Christian. We end up giving a little bit of money and we think that makes us a Christian. And his emphasis on his whole sermon this morning is that to be a Christian, you have to have fellowship and have to have a group that you can interact with, that you can actually say, hey, we're working for the same goals. But not only that, we need to let each other know and to build each other up on a daily basis and try to encourage people, take self out of the equation.
Amen.
And put other people and build them up and let them know how you see God in them.
Amen.
And it's, it's a real, I got a lot out of it this morning because of just what he said. I mean, you know, a lot of times we do a lot of things in our daily life and it's all us. We need to be more than that to be a Christian. We need to be looking at ways that we can help others, but also building up the people that we're around and letting them know what they're doing that is Godlike.
Amen.
That's all I had.
Amen. Okay, thank you, Brother Jim. And in all fairness, since John had something prepared that he wrote out, I'm going to let him go ahead and share also. So come on up, Brother John.
Have you ever put something together without instructions or didn't follow them thinking you had a better idea? How did that work out for you? There is a bestseller book out there for instructions on your life, the Bible. Read it, follow it, and listen. I was struggling trying to find something to read today and went back and read today's scripture. Then I went to the front of my Bible, and there Brother Mitch wrote, "Welcome to the family." Family with a capital F. I moved down here 5 years ago away from my family in Michigan. Since then, I have expanded my family. First, a wonderful wife and her family, then the Lexington Christian Church family, and now even a bigger family.
Amen.
I am so glad I'm a part of the family of God.
Amen.
I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by his blood. Join heirs with Jesus as we travel this side, for I'm part of the family, capital F, the family of God.
Amen.
Amen. Wow. Well, you both did a good job, and they tie together very well. And they both work out with our message today, so praise God. It's amazing how God orchestrates things and brings it all together for the good of those who love him, to those that are called according to his purpose. Jesus came to show his love. And he himself said, "What greater love can be shown than a man lay down his life for his friends?" And that's what he did. He laid down his life for us, his friends, so that we would not have to suffer the torment and the torture that he went through, but that we could spend eternity with him in glory. So as we take this communion this morning, we remember what great things he has done. Well, 5 second rule. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, thank you so much for what you have done for us, giving your life as a ransom to pay, to set us free. And free we are indeed. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, we have another great song, I think, anyway. I hope the rest of you like it. It's called "The Voice of Truth" by Casting Crowns.
Climb out of this boat and then under the crashing waves, to step out of my comfort zone into the realm of the unknown, where Jesus is and is holding out his hand. But the waves are calling out my name and they laugh at me, reminding me of all the times I tried before and failed. you never win. But the voice of truth tells me a different story. The voice of truth says do not be afraid. And the voice of truth says this is for my glory. Out of all the voices calling out to me, I will choose to listen and believe the voice of truth. Oh, what I would do to have the kind of strength it takes to stand before a giant with just a sling and a stone, surrounded by the sound of a thousand warriors shaking in their armor, wishing they'd have had the strength to stand. But the giant's calling out my name and he laughs at me, reminding me of all the times I tried before and failed. The giant keeps on telling me time and time again, boy, you'll never win. You'll never win. But the voice of truth tells me a different story. The voice of truth says do not be afraid. And the voice of truth says this is for my glory. Out of all the voices calling out to me, I will choose to listen and believe the voice of truth.
Amen. Thank God for that voice of truth that calls us out of the burdens of our sinful nature and into his rest. We do not have special music this week, so we were going to move on into our scripture and our sermon this morning. So let's pray together and then we will get to it. Father God, thank you so much again that you allow men like me to minister to others, to be a voice of your word, to spread the gospel and to grow your kingdom. So I ask this morning that through these words that you will bless and the Holy Spirit will use my attempts of glorifying you to draw us in to a closer walk with you. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, as we continue on now in the book of Matthew, we're in chapter 12. We're ready for verse 46 to the end of the chapter. And I'll share this with you, and then we will carry on our story here of the life of Jesus. While Jesus was still talking to the crowd, his mother and brothers stood outside wanting to speak to him. Someone told him, "Your mother and brothers are standing outside wanting to speak to you." He replied, "Who is my mother and brothers?" Pointing to his disciples, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers." For whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother. So, here we see all of the challenges that Jesus has been put to by the spiritual leaders of the day. He has been tried and tested, and he's been found to be true. And because of that, they want to rid themselves of him. They just can't stand all the attention he's getting. He's going out and he's telling the truth, the true message of God, instead of man's version of the truth. Now, I know we don't have anybody that does that today, thank God. Nobody just gives their own version instead of the whole truth of God, right? Fake news? Yeah. There you go. Yeah, fake preaching too. Unfortunately, there is some of that, but thank God there's not a whole lot. So, but the truth carries. The truth carries, no matter what. You know, even if someone preaches ignorantly, like me, something wrong, the Holy Spirit can still correct that. The Holy Spirit can still use that. If your heart has the right motives, if your heart is pure, if you have the intention of glorifying God, then God will make that happen, whether you do it right or not. The Holy Spirit can fix our mistakes. Thank God. So, you know, the thing is, though, that these leaders, religious leaders of the day, they were gathered with the crowds when the crowds were being healed. They were gathered with the crowds when, you know, when Jesus was there in the Sermon on the Mount, telling them how much love God has for them, and how much God loves for you to honor him with your lives, and you know, to seek his righteousness and to seek his will and to obey. You know, these are all the things that he was sharing, and yet in the back of the minds of the religious leaders of the day was this other voice. Not the voice of truth we just heard, but this other voice telling them, who does he think he is? God. Why does he think he's so special? Why does he think he can correct me and tell me that I'm wrong and the things that I'm teaching and the things that I'm saying? Who does he think he is to add to my words? I mean, that's really their attitude that they had. And so they challenged him every time that he was doing something. And, you know, we had just last week talked about how he was coming into the synagogue. The leaders were there, and there was a man there with his hand, you know, all curled up, and he had him stand forward and ask him, is it right to do good on the Sabbath? And Jesus says, how many of you, if you had an animal fall into a pit, would go and pull that animal out of the pit on the Sabbath? And if you would do that, how much more value does a man have than that animal? And they hated him for that. They hated him for just using pure logic, pure truth, and putting them in their place. And they decided they wanted to kill him. And so now we see that he is going on from there. That's what it says, while Jesus was still talking to the crowd, his mother and brothers stood outside wanting to speak to him. Now, Jesus was not being disrespectful to his family, but he came for a specific mission. That mission was to deliver the truth to us. His mission was to bring us the gospel and then to die and come back on the third day. He knew that was his mission, and he was wanting to stay on task. He wanted to obey his Father. He wanted to honor his Father while he was here. And he was doing so. And these religious leaders of the day were challenging that. And then his own mother and brothers, which, by the way, his brothers were not believers in him at this point. They did not think that he was the Son of God. They did not think that he should be out here doing all the things he was doing. And in fact, in another gospel, we're told they think he's nuts. They think he lost his mind. And that's why he's saying all these crazy ideas. And they've come to gather him and take him home and minister to him instead of letting him minister the truth to them. And that's why he says, "Who are my mother and brothers?" No, no. These brothers, they may have some bloodline with me, but they're not spiritual brothers. These who obey the will of my heavenly Father, these are my mother and brothers and sisters. The ones who hear what I have to say from God and take it into their heart, take it into their mind, take it seriously, accept it and obey it. These faithful ones, these are my family. Now, Mary, we know she was there when the angel appeared and told her, you know, you're going to give birth to a son and he's going to be the Son of God. And she pondered all these things in her heart. Over and over again, we're told she pondered all these things in her heart. She knew where he came from. She knew where he was. She had probably told his brothers. They had heard this story. But, you know, if you remember the story of Joseph, when he was young, he had dreams, and he shared with his brother and his father, and they all chastised him, but those dreams became reality. Jesus is the Son of God.
Amen.
You know, that's also significant that he didn't say, "These are my Father." We have only one Father, our Heavenly Father. Call no man father on earth, for we have only one Father in heaven. And so he's not rejecting them, but he has this mission, this task. And what he's actually doing is he's identifying you and me as a part of his family. He's saying, if you accept my words into your heart, if you believe that I truly am the Son of God, if you truly believe it enough to obey it, to do what I say, then you are my family. You are my brother, my sister, my mother. And, you know, you think about adoption, okay? People in here, most of you know about adoption, and most of us know people that have adopted children. And that can be a very tough challenge, because adoption, you don't know what they've learned or what they know or what they don't know. You're given a little bit of background when you adopt, but they also, because they're not of your bloodline, they often think much differently than you do. They may be wired differently than you're accustomed to. And it creates all of these challenges. But the parents that are adopting that child, what they're saying when they go to adopt that child is, "I love you like you're mine." There is no difference. And then if you had been born of us, you are one of us. And that's what Jesus is saying to us, folks. You are one of us. You're a part of the family of God. You have come into our family. You are welcome in the throne room of God. You know, there's been pictures of when we had presidents in the White House, there's been pictures of their children playing in the Oval Office, hiding behind the desk when pictures were taken. We, as God's children, can play in the throne room of God. Now, we're not really playing, but at the same time, you get what I mean. It's a time of joy. It's a time of being in the presence of God. It's a time when he says, "Come to me, all you that are burdened and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Come to me in this pandemic, and I'll give you strength. I'll give you peace. Come to me when the storm is raging, when waves are calling out and laughing at you. Come to me and I will give you rest. Listen to my voice of truth. Listen and I will call you out of the storm like I called Peter when he said, if it's you, let me step out on the water. And Peter, he said, go ahead, Peter, come on. Peter stepped out and he was fine until he saw the storm around him. He took his focus off of Jesus and began to sink. And folks, that's what happens to us in our walk with God. If we take our focus off of Jesus, we begin to sink. We begin to lose what God has blessed us with so much. And so we can't afford to let those other voices call us away. And folks, it's so important to have a church family so that when we have these struggles, when we begin to have these challenges, we can call up one of our brothers or sisters and talk to them and pray with them, and God will use us to minister to each other. You know, it's amazing that sometimes you get a call from someone and they say, hey, listen, I'm going through this. And you're like, really? Yeah. Wow, that's amazing. Why is that amazing? Because I'm going through it right now too. Isn't it amazing how God can put you together? A rope made of three cords is stronger than a rope of one. Man sharpens man as iron sharpens iron. We come together, we worship together, we pray together, we become bound in the Lord together. That's why we're family. The blood of Jesus runs through your veins. We've been cleansed by Jesus. Paul even said, to live is Christ, to die is what? So why are we so afraid we're going to die from COVID? I don't get that sometimes. We worry about dying. I know people don't want to suffer, but we're not guaranteed one way or the other that we can or cannot control whether God's plan is for us to suffer or not to suffer. But one thing we do know is if we suffer, he suffered first. Amen. So, you know, we suffer with him if we suffer because of we're obeying him. God is good. He calls you his brother, his sister. And as a brother or sister, don't we have a responsibility to return the love to our brothers and our sister? I mean, you know, I know that there are situations in life where there is family members that are not real close, and there are times when someone may have a brother or a sister that they want to be close to, but that one doesn't let you in. Maybe something has happened in the past. Maybe, you know, that person is wired different. But it creates a challenge when you love someone like that and they don't reciprocate. They don't love you back. Now, Jesus has said, I'm your brother, I'm your Savior, I'm your God. I love you, and I want you to love me and honor me with your life. So, how are we doing? How are we doing with that? Something to think about. Something to think about. Let's pray. Father God, thank you so much for your word that tells us all the truth. Lord, we need to be busy about your work. We need to be digging into your word, digging deeper and deeper for the truths that you want us to not just know, but to apply to our lives, to live it out. Lord, help us to do that. Help us. Give us a hunger and a thirst for your righteousness. Help us to be holy as you are holy. In Jesus' name, amen. And now we have another medley by Alan Jackson, Are You Washed in the Blood? And I'll Fly Away.
Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in His graces? Or are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed?
Are you washed
in the blood?
In the blood?
In the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? In the blood of the Lamb. Lay aside the garments that are stained with sin and be washed in the blood of the Lamb. There's a fountain flowing for the soul unclean. Oh, be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Are you washed?
Are you washed
in the blood?
In the blood?
In the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb. Your garments spotless, are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away to a home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away.
Besides me, got Holy Ghost goosebumps. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Well, you know, the question has been posed, how are we doing in our response to God's call? And so as we consider that, we want to offer here in a moment as we sing our closing hymn that anyone who has a need can come forward, or you can raise your hand where you are if you don't feel comfortable coming forward, and I'll pray for you. Anyone out there, if you have a need, first of all, I want you to know I am praying for you. And second of all, if you have a need, you can contact me through the Facebook page, and I'd be happy to respond and get back with you. So let's have our closing prayer, and then we will sing our closing hymn, The Family of God. Father God, again, we thank you so much for your many, many blessings. Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity that we have. Lord, I pray that all of us seek to come closer to you. And if not, give us that desire. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Family of God.
So glad I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by His blood. Join hands with Jesus as we travel this sod. I'm a part of the family of God.
Amen. Amen.